well, the world has changed quite a bit, and there is a lot of change going on that's planned. I don't know whether or not it's going to happen. Certainly, we don't believe that. You know, that man has all the power. Let me see if I can get this straightened out. We don't believe that man has all the power. Man is limited in his power and his ability to, you know, control things. And looks like I'm back off the screen. Okay, so it looks like he's limited in his ability to control things. And he will not be given more power than God would allow. And you got to remember that. That as we read scripture, the Bible lets us know that, you know, God is the one who is in charge. He will release, you know, Satan to do whatever he wants to do when the season comes. And, you know, I've been reading the scripture over and over again about at the end when Jesus talks about, you know, Matthew 24, what will be the end and how will it occur. And he keeps talking about this whole idea behind the beginning of sorrows, and then following that there being wars and rumors of wars. So who knows how long these wars could last? We don't really know what period of season we're in, because the Bible lets us know that no man knows the day nor the hour. And sometimes it seems like when things are just about over, then there is something else to happen, you know. So let's just strap ourselves in for this roller coaster ride that we're on, because we know that our God is the one who has wrote the book. He has got it all planned. And in the end, we win. You know, that's the good thing. In the end, we do win. And so that's reassuring. And, you know, guys, you may be feeling like you're alone, but I want you to know that you are not alone in any of this. There are so many people in America. I'm believing, they keep talking about this 72,000. I believe there are going to be more people than we realize, over 172 million, I'm sorry. But I believe that we're going to see more than we realize. There's going to be over 100 million that, you know, believers in God. Believers in, you know, freedom, and believers in just living our life at peace. So we're going to see what's going to happen, because it's the small group takes on the world, right? The this small group, this small group of people are going to try to set up a one world government and a new world order. So we're going to see how this all pans out. This, according to them, is one of their greatest opportunities to do so, because that's what they've been talking about. Want to kind of get to some of this stuff here. The Great Reset, was thinking about that this evening and looking at some things on the internet concerning the Great Reset. And it was this video that kind of took me down a rabbit hole on this one, and I'm going to show it to you here. And this video is one here with this guy here is calling for the Great Reset. Now, for those of you who may recognize him, this is Mr. Schwab, and he's supposed to be a person who is in charge of the World Economic Forum, or at least one of the representatives of the World Economic Forum. And he's talked about the great opportunity that they have now for a total global reset. So this guy here is talking about it. And what is the reset? Well, the reset is going to be, you know, a new world order. And judging from his costume, it looks like he's going to be one of the high priestess of this whole kind of dystopian new world order nightmares type of world, where he's going to be able to worship his God. And I often wonder, though, why is it that they want to bring everyone in it, you know, into this new world order. But apparently these people have in their mind that when they do this, they are going to be rewarded by their master Satan in some way or another. And you can see he has on him this star. From what I understand, this star has great significance. Let's see, it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 arms, tentacles to it. And he has one on his shirt, which, you know, I've talked about this in some of my past videos about, you know, this being also a way of worshiping the sun. Sun worship, and you, it's not uncommon that these people are worshipers of, they are pagan, right? And so these Luciferians are all over the place. There are a lot of them, but it really is a small number of them compared to the entire world. And so this organization wants everybody to be part of this new world, this new satanic world order. And this appeared of Mr. Schwab lately in the news. He's come out, you know, as what he really is, which is a Satan worshiper. And so in this video, though, they have what it will be like to be part of this this economic reset. Let's hear what they have to say here.
Right now, we're facing a crisis of international proportion. It's a healthcare crisis, but it's also an economic crisis. It's going to have long-term impact for us. And we're going to see that the biggest impact is actually going to be acceleration of inequality.
The systematic way that we have been built is not holding up. The foundation is cracking.
Our duties remain the same. The fact that we should not leave anybody behind again.
Many organizations have seen what the impact is of a sudden crisis and how we're able to better navigate this crisis today with the help of technology. And that means the reskilling and upskilling of your own workforce.
Jobs of tomorrow are technologically enabled, but also extremely inhuman-centered. It's in the ability to work with technology easily.
On the other hand, with this new way of working and especially remote work, we see that there is a huge need of emotional intelligence.
We have really to invest a lot in people to guarantee their jobs, but also to allow them the mobility they need on an ever-changing labor market.
8 out of 10 of the young people who are in low and middle income countries are going to have to be entrepreneurs. They're going to have to make jobs for themselves.
Having creative curriculums and teaching creativity is enabling your learners to have transferable skills, resilience, mastery, collaboration, asking questions, why, how, when. This is what they need in order to thrive in any profession which they choose.
The moment you incorporate marginalized segments of society, it changes the product offering, it changes the way that we think about supply chains. When you cater to the margins, the positive externalities in economic terms are pretty enormous.
It is critical that leadership understand that the burden of responsibility of driving change starts at the top of the organization, so that corporations can give back to the communities, make them more resilient as we deal with these issues around both economic and racial inequality.
We need men and women leading the recovery, because there is no way we can ever think that a world that is led by men is a world that is good for everybody.
Now is the moment that we can think about how we use that possibility, the new ideas, the new technology, the new wealth, to really create social systems in which we can all flourish.
We have the greatest brains, talent, resources in the world. There's no reason that we can't, and no excuses that it's too hard or too complicated.
Okay, so that looked pretty good in terms of what the World Economic Forum wants to do. is on the platform. According to them, they are reaching out to bring economic change in which they will level the playing field and everyone will participate in this new society, having jobs and their station in life, being part of this new world order. Of course, that is very, very different than what seems to be being laid out when it comes down to it for many people, you know. So as we look at this, we're looking at a Luciferian running this organization that's saying that they're going to bring a new world, a new world order. And in this new world order, they are going to introduce their God. They're going to introduce their philosophy on the way things should be. And then they are definitely going to bring us into this new age, this new day in which everything that they do will be based upon man's achievement, you know, the mark of the beast, man, 666, the, you know, man was born, man was created on the sixth day. And so up under this new world order, we'll be brought into this day where we'll be participating in the achievements of man. You know, man will set up his own government and cast God off. As it says in Psalms, well, you know, as it actually says in Psalms chapter 2, that man is going to be casting off the cards of God and bringing about a new kind of technological kind of order where everything is run by science, the power of the mind, and that kind of thing there. And don't forget, you know, the vaccines that go along with that. This is kind of interesting too. I was looking at this here about Bill Gates. And Bill Gates is going to be part of this new science day and age where all these people will be participating in. And one of his roles is to actually sterilize the people so that there will be, you know, in a compassionate way, I suppose, he's going to sterilize the people so that they will not be able to have
7% of women.
So they produce 2 million doses of over 30 vaccines every single day. Okay, so that's Dr. Andrew Preston. He has clearly got links, major links, with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and we've discussed how they've infiltrated the vaccine network. Now we're talking about how they're interfering and trying to manipulate the human trials and delivering these vaccines. So our insider has sent us information, essentially, claims that the vaccine has already been made and it contains various antigens and a concoction of chemicals, basically. We believe. So this is not necessarily, I mean, we're one foot in this and one foot out, but I'm going to go through this. I'm going to present it as though it's the truth, because I believe it is. So there's going to be an anti-HCG antigen. Now, this is HCG is something for causes sterility in women.
Okay, so basically,
another aspect of this coming
basically is going to be that the vaccine is going to be helping to cause sterility in women, so that well, this is what they're saying, that, you know, according to this, that this vaccine, I'm thinking they put this out on BitChute because YouTube may not allow it to be up for very long. But as you can see, it says vaccine whistleblower, new vaccine caused sterility at 97% of the women. So wouldn't that be something? You know, so that would kind of fit right in with that New World Order that we were talking about, and the World Economic Forum bringing about this new change where these people, everyone will have their place in life and, you know, all over the world. But one of the problems with that is that there are just too many people to do all of these wonderful things that they say they want to do. So there has to be, of course, the vaccine, and then also the some of the other things that they have planned with these camps. You know, that they're talking about taking people to eliminate certain groups of people, unwanted people, and that kind of thing. So with these lockdowns coming, you know, who knows what's going to happen. You know, eventually these people will even probably even make home visits, maybe to see who is worthy of being alive and who's not. But, you know, again, we're not afraid of that, because we know our God is an awesome God, and he will not allow anything before its time. Certainly in scripture, it tells us that God will give Satan that opportunity to, you know, rule for at least 3.5 years, but and rule and reign over the saints to win over them for 3.5 years. But he did not say it was just yet. So don't go to getting afraid. You know, don't get afraid. There's no reason to be afraid. Anyway, this world is not a home anyway. But take you back to the scripture here. It just talks about Luke chapter 22, verse 32 says, but I pray that your faith fail not. So, you know, again, Jesus talked to Peter and told Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. And I'm telling you right now that Satan is desiring to sift the saints as wheat. And he wants to do that. But I've prayed for you, is what scripture says. We're in prayer that our faith fails not. So let's keep our faith in the Lord Jesus, that he'll put a hedge of protection around us. And no evil weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that even rises against us in judgment, the Lord has, he's condemned it. So there won't be any of that without the Lord knowing what is happening. And remember, he did predict this day was coming. And I believe that we are in the day of sorrows, you know, day of sorrows. This is interesting. They were talking about the vaccine, and there's just somebody put together this video that I posted to my Facebook page, which kind of like outlines some of the things that the vaccine will do and what they want to happen with the vaccine.
Let's financial system here. From scratch today. We do it to plan for this better digital future, to manage a secure transition from the current system, from cash-based to digital. Innovations like vaccines. We need a measurement system that tracks the vaccines, that tracks the vaccines, that tracks the vaccines.
Welcome back. A $140 million government contract is under question right now. The Defense Department says it's to acquire syringes for COVID vaccines, but claims online are questioning why the syringes have trackers in them. Why the syringes have trackers in them. Why the syringes have trackers in them.
Well, each of these devices that are injection have the capacity to also have a small chip. What that chip does is it has the unique serial number for each dose.
Each microchip carries its own unique code.
It is designed so that there is no counterfeiting.
Implanting a microchip is a simple procedure. The microchip, about the size of a tiny grain of rice, is implanted under the loose skin. The process takes only a few seconds to help ensure that the microchip will stay in place so it can easily be located and read. It will use a microchip scanner to read his unique microchip ID code. The scanner, which emits a low radio frequency, displays a microchip ID. This ID code will enable us to identify you.
We talked about the incredible opportunities that technology gives us in the future to create the world that we want, to create the world that we want, to create the world that we want.
I think it's a very, very important task. It's a great honor to get involved because this digital period, which we like or don't like, next 30, 50 years, the human beings will be on the digital area. The human beings will be on the digital area. The human beings will be on the digital area.
So digital gives people power, and those were some of the things that we were excited about, is that inclusion of digital. That made us excited as a panel.
There are two.
Okay, so as you can hear, that their plan for the World Economic, how they're going to contribute to this whole thing that the World Economic Forum has been talking about, how they're going to contribute to it, is that they're going to get everyone chipped and tracked so that they can, you know, they're going to be like cattle, you know. So basically everyone needs to be chipped and tracked. Of course, this is what these people are really talking about when it comes down to, you know, the resources. People are resources, right? And so if we're going to have all of these people moving around and doing all these things, they definitely need to be chipped and tracked. And so that's what we're getting here from, you know, the from what they're talking about when it comes down to the vaccine, you know. So it really sounds like a page from scripture, because when we think about what scripture has already said and talk about the scripture, just think about what the scripture has already been saying, basically, that they shall try to mingle themselves with the seed of man. And it won't happen because of the inability for clay to be mixed together with iron. And I've been talking about that probably since forever. And but, you know, again, that it really is part of scripture. It's very interesting that it is in scripture. And you just wonder, is this what God is talking about when he talks about iron being mixed with clay? You know, whereas you saw iron mixed with clay, this is basically what the Lord has let us in on. When you saw iron mixed with clay, you were actually seeing the future. That's what you were seeing. You were seeing the future, where technology will be introduced into humanity. And so in the end, this is what we're looking at. Here's Daniel chapter 2, verse 43. Whereas you saw iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. And this is what they want to do. They want to mix their seed with the seed of men. And notice that these guys that are talking all have black eyes, and their eyes look so dark, right? You know, I don't know quite whether or not these are real people, or are they really not, you know? But there is a push to mingle.
Easily be located and read. It will use a microchip scanner to read his unique microchip ID code. The scanner, which emits a low radio frequency, displays a microchip ID. This ID code will enable us to identify you.
We talked about the incredible opportunities that technology gives us in the future to create the world that we want, to create the world that we want, to create the world that we want.
A new world order. Look at her eyes. And almost look at that profile. Have you ever seen a human being look so much like a snake? But, you know, of course, maybe it's just a hairstyle. But either way, we are looking at biblical things happening right now. That's what it's saying here, that in the days, in these days right now, we are seeing iron being mixed with clay. That's what we are looking at. That's what they're talking about right here, right before our eyes here, mixing technology into humanity.
I think it's a very, very important task. It's a great honor to get involved, because this digital period, which we like or don't like, next to 30, 50 years, the human being.
Those eyes are really dark, aren't they?
Things will be on the digital area.
So human beings will be mixed with technology. That's what he's saying, basically. And so I don't know quite why this went back down. But anyway, it says here, and in the days of these days, God set up a kingdom that will never be ending. That's what never be destroyed. So God is going to come back and he's going to set up his kingdom instead of the kingdom of Satan, right? Satan wants his kingdom. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, not verse 43, said, they shall try to mingle their seed with the seed of men. But the end, in the end, God, the God of heaven, shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And these kings, it says, in the days of these kings that are setting up this kingdom on earth, where they will try to set up a kingdom where they'll mix iron with clay, with the seed of men. Obviously, these people are not human. You know, they are trying to set up a new world order. That's what there is a rush for this thing too. And so I don't know what to call them. Could they be hybrids? Either way, they're going to create the new world order using some technology. But the Bible already saw it coming, and God said it's not going to happen, because he's going to, in that day, set up his kingdom. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up his kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And never be destroyed. So there's a kingdom coming, which shall never be destroyed. It reminds me of Matthew chapter 24. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see here. That's Matthew 24, verse 29. I think I'm looking at here. And it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So there's going to be a tribulation. And this tribulation of those days. Now, I've been reading scriptures, talks about 3.5 years, because those days shall be shortened, but this is going to be a tribulation of those days. And then after that, immediately, the Bible says immediately after that, so we're not questioning when that's going to be over, when this tribulation comes to an end, where these people have had their time on the earth to do all of these evil things, Immediately, the Bible says, after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light. And the stars. Guys, think about it. All the stars. That didn't just say some of the stars, so the stars must be in the firmament. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and all of these evil people, the Bible says, all the tribes of the earth who have sold their soul to Satan and have become part of this new world order, these tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He's going to come with power and great glory. But all the tribes of the earth shall mourn when they see him. Isn't that something? That's amazing. It's amazing what we're seeing right before our eyes. Our very eyes are seeing it right now. Scripture being fulfilled. Prophecy being fulfilled. So, guys, I don't know how long it's going to take. You know, all I know is that these are the beginning of the sorrows. We're getting ready to go over into this tribulation. But it's got to be so wicked on the earth that nobody wants to see Christ when he comes. Because it says all the tribes at that time, everybody's eyes is going to be black. They're going to be so filled with Satan. All of the tribes of the earth shall mourn. Reminds me of Revelation 13. What that really reminds me of Revelation 13, because actually in Revelation 13 we see what happened. That the Antichrist calls all small and great to receive a mark in their hand and their forehead. That's what it said there. But not only did they do that, but this mark that they received in their hand and their forehead, which is remarkable, just to say the least. The pun. But this mark that they shall receive will, you know, they'll not be able to buy nor sell save they receive this mark. And so this is something that internet's run a little bit slow here. But let me see if I can pull it up. It's still not coming up. I saw the beast. There it is there. Revelation 17. And no one shall be able to buy nor sell, say they receive the mark. But here's the thing. The mark is not all that happened. The mark is just part of it. These people were worshiping the beast. That's what happened. These people had all their eyes have become black, and they had began to worship the beast. And they willingly received that mark. They willingly walked right into this new world order. They didn't have to be forced. This was something that they wanted. It was basically, this is really just something they really wanted to happen. They just wanted to receive that mark. So it says here again, that's why, and I can't really get it to go fast enough. It's really buffering up quite a bit. I hope you guys are not buffering that much here. Let me just step over here and take a look and see what you guys are doing over here. All right. Hello, everyone. All right. It says YouTube is not receiving enough video to make the video stream. But anyway, we still, it's right. Somebody's saying that the angels beckoning me and heaven opens shores. And I feel at home. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Yeah, amen to that. Joy Ann, we used to sing that song. Lord, don't you know I have no friend like you. My hope and my friends and all my kindred have all gone on before. Basically talks about, and I can't feel at home anymore. Justine DeVoe, hello, how are you? Joyce Ann, hello, and Flat Earth Warrior, hello, and Oliver's Olive's Peppers, and Cries of a Dove, hello. Elizabeth Marlowe, hello, and Kelly L, hello. Stephanie Smith, hello, and let's see, Blessed Mom, how you doing? Amen. Yeah, so, yeah, you know, it's interesting that we're looking at the mark of the beast being implemented right now. And these people are not hiding it. They are making sure that they put 666 on the patents and all of that kind of stuff. So they are setting this whole thing up for Satan to come and rule and reign over a new world order. But the Bible says that that it's not going to go far, that in the end, Bible tells us very plainly that the Son of Man will come down and all of the tribes of the earth shall mourn. I suspect it's going to be a lot of people who were lukewarm Christians that would be over there mourning too, because they have sold out to the beasts too, because they want to keep their life, and they love their life even unto, you know, they love their life so much that they try to preserve it by taking everything that they want them to take. I mean, you know, they already are wearing these masks out, right? Hey guys, did you see this whole thing too about mask? They were talking about the mask. I had a video, I had something on that about mask. Yeah, it was a mask or causing people to break out. Did you guys, people who wear masks are breaking out from wearing a mask? Talks about, oh, you breaking out, you're not alone, here's how to prevent it. And I was looking at a nurse and she was talking about this. And she said that there was a infantigo or something, she called it. And then she's also said that it was in fungus growing up under the mask, because I guess it's a wet, moist place. And people who sneeze in the mask also are reinfecting themselves with the germ that is supposed to be expelled from your body. And so all of these complications are starting to happen as a result of people wearing the satanic mask. And yeah, Satan is gonna kill us. That's what's gonna happen. There's gonna be also when this vaccine is released, According to scripture, they will receive a grievous wound and sores on the body, right? This is what scripture says. Basically, that's what's going to happen. They're going to receive some sort of wound or some sort of sore. But just think about somebody messing with God's design. You know, already they try to control the weather, but they can't make the weather good. The only thing they can do is destroy it and make it bad. So that's what they're really doing. I mean, you know, climate they're creating a nightmare, a place to live, you know, messing the skies up, taking away sunny days, creating storms and rainstorms and windstorms and that kind of thing, messing around with God's creation. But they can't make it good because there's only one person who makes it good, right? And just go back to Genesis and think about that for a minute. The Lord said after he created the heavens and the earth, he created the moon and the stars and the sun. And then he sat back and he said, it's good. It's good. The stuff that I created was good. And so what he was letting us know is that God creates, whatever God creates is good. But man makes a mess of anything that he creates that he tries to substitute for what God has already created. What God made is God made things good. Man makes things bad, right? And that's basically it. He will destroy himself with his own inventions, with his own devices. And that's basically it. And so this world system that he's creating, where he said everybody's going to be on the same economic plan, is going to be a nightmare to live in because he doesn't know what he's doing. And whatever man creates is filled with flaws and filled with terrible consequences. That's why we need to pray and ask God to bless everything that we do, even the food that we prepare. We need to ask God's blessing over it, because we need to make sure that we eat food that is safe to eat, because who cooked it? Man, right? And so we know that at some point in time, if man made something, it's going to break down. It's going to be bad. There's a bunch of clowns running the world right now, right? They think they know what they're doing. This guy here, he can't prevent himself from getting old, but he's going around injecting poison into the bodies of people. And he's trying to live forever through, I suppose, a legacy of some sort. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, there was also, look what they're doing to the kids too. I meant to mention this too. It's going to be a world in which there is mind control. Mind control would be part of that world, because, you know, you can't have people just moving around and doing their own thing without surveillance and without, without that injection, and then without mind control too, you know, so you can't have that happening either. Let's take a look at, listen to this, what they're doing to children in schools.
Years, as I've mentioned, through symbols, through movies, TV shows, corporate logos, you name it. There's spells all around us. But now that the system is really revealing itself more and more, we're starting to see more solid examples of real life mind control. We're starting to see examples of actual devices that people will be wearing to control their minds.
Teachers at this primary school in China know exactly when someone isn't paying attention. These headbands measure each student's level of concentration. The information is then directly sent to the teacher's computer and to parents. This fifth grader, whom we caught dozing off in class, told us his parents punish him for low attention scores.
Okay, so this is going to be something that they're experimenting there in China with all of these different ways of controlling people. There's going to be total surveillance, mind control, with people having things attached to their bodies, And you know, did you hear the little kid in this little scene? The kid said that it hurts. It was something that hurt his head, and he said it also caused pressure on his head. And so, you know, not just this little boy here, but the other little boy was talking about it was something that hurts, you know, when they wear it. But they're taught not to complain. They're just kind of taught to suck it up. Because again, they have this social credit score, but having these things on their head, I think it's very inhumane. And you know, think about what Jesus said. He said it's better that a person be have a millstone tied around their neck than to hurt a little child. And we have one of the worst records in humanity. Abusing children with all of the, well, now with the lockdowns and then also the abduction of children and then the forcing them to wear masks even as young as 2 years old. And I was just looking at one of those articles talks about kids being forced to wear masks. And here's one woman here who is talking about it herself, but she's recommending that children
six
wear
should
masks.
Be full, you know, organization so. Changing its recommendations, now saying
let's listen to this.
Kids under the age of six shouldn't be forced to wear a mask.
Now, UNICEF is agreeing with that, but others do not agree. Chastity Maxey joins us now live at 5 to tell us what's behind this decision. Chastity?
Well, Janet and Jonathan, in a joint statement, both agencies, UNICEF and the WHO, said that children are less susceptible to getting COVID-19 and therefore less likely to spread it to others. But the Alabama Department of Public Health disagrees. New guidance from the WHO and UNICEF challenges recommendations from the CDC, which suggests children 2 years of age and older should wear a mask to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
And certainly as children get older, given the level of community transmission that we currently have, it is a very, very reasonable way to reduce the spread of COVID-19.
Assistant State Health Officer for the Alabama Department of Public Health, Dr. Karen Landers, says not only is the CDC in favor of cloth face coverings for kids 2 and up, but also the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Information in COVID-19 is ongoing. There's a lot of new information coming out. And if we see that literature indicates a change, then we will change that. But right now, this is what we're doing in Alabama.
Okay, so that was earlier this year. And I'm sure it hasn't changed because I see these little kids now wearing these face masks, these hideous masks. And these are nothing but tools of Satan to bring about the enslavement of humanity. And let's not forget what they're doing to the children. These are very limited on the internet. Really, to find this information is very difficult to find it, but there are people out there also on who have been posting it when it gets to, and then it gets taken down. But of course, you know, this is the kind of thing, the fungus, the you know, the other kinds of bacteria. Not to mention people who have other problems with their skins like eczema and you know, the other things that they suffer with, all kinds of skin problems already. This does nothing more than exacerbate the problem there.
Dermatologists have discovered the coronavirus has sparked a skin condition that is patients flocking to their offices. They've named it maskne. And have you ever thought about what's going on with your skin while you spend hours covering it with that mask?
We don't leave home without them. For many of us, we wear our protective masks for so many hours a day, we sometimes forget they're on. All this mask wear.
Well, I think you can kind of see where they're going with that. It's kind of buffering. Let's see if I can get it back. Well, basically, they're just talking about all this mask wearing is causing people's skin to break out. And of course, you already know that because some of you might have even been victims of this kind of thing. But what do we do? What do we do? Well, one thing we do is don't wear the mask. Get rid of the thing is what you need to do. And if you have to, for any other reasons, like going into one of these satanic state art agencies to get your license renewed and all that kind of thing, remember that, you know, we are we belong to the Lord. We're children of God, and that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So I don't want you to feel condemned if you do need to wear one. But again, take it off as soon as you can. Don't leave it on your face and drive. Certainly don't drive around with it on.
Ring helps keep corona away. Because, you know, but it's attracted something else.
We don't want to have that situation to become exacerbated. And so let me see if I can click out of this, because it'll keep going back to this here. So there were some things that I wanted to leave with you and leave on your mind, that as we think about this, understand that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. The people mourn, according to Proverbs chapter 29. Let me take you over there so you can take a look at it here. Again, when the righteous rule, the people mourn. And so this is important. I don't know if you guys got a chance to, let's see here. Let me see. Let's go back here. This actually, let me see if I can pull this up here. This one here, masking here. This actually is the result of the wicked ruling. That's what the result of the wicked ruling. People's faces breaking out, people falling out from sickness that, you know, again, from fear, from all of the things that are happening. You know, like I said, all of these things that are occurring around the world are nothing more than the result of Satan ruling. And so it is true that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And that's basically what's going on. People are mourning now. I think they are, you know, when it comes down to it. But they, I don't think they're mourning enough, because they really have not gotten the point that, again, you know, this thing that that Satan is setting up is not going to be good. It's not good. You know, that's what the Lord said. You know, when he said, when he created something on you know, in his creation, he said it was good. You know, everything God creates is good. These things, these masks, these things, these vaccines, all of this new world order, the reset, all of this is going to lead to a world that's going to be an absolute nightmare to live in. It's not going to be good at all. You know, it's not going to be good at all. So that's what we're looking at. But we do have hope. We do have hope, because the Bible lets us know that, you know, our God is coming. He says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. That's what the Lord said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And so it's important to know that, you know, that God is still in charge. He's still in charge. He's in charge. But, you know, we got to put our faith in him. We got to wait, you know, because the Bible lets us know that God is testing our patience as well. But anyway, the God has not given us a spirit of fear, and that, as it says here, we need to be strong and courageous and, you know, to do all that the Lord has commanded us to do in this particular hour. As he told Joshua, don't be afraid and be strong and courageous. So we're facing giants today, guys. We're facing giants, but we need to be strong and courageous as well. Well, you know, that's about it for me, guys, tonight. I was just really interested in just kind of talking to you guys about this whole thing. There's a lot going on, you know, but I believe that if we keep our faith in the Lord, you know, he will give us the go ahead. He will open doors for us, make highways in the middle of deserts. And, you know, he's going to make ways out of no way. Right. So we're looking at a time right now in history when the Lord is bringing us through a separation of the sheep from the goats right now. I can see it very plainly. What should we be doing? Preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, letting people know that this is what this is what the Bible has been talking about all along, you know, that this is the time. And those who will believe, you know, get them into, you know, fellowship, into some sort of fellowship that you guys have, maybe private meetings, start churches, you know, in your homes, baptize, and the truth shall set you free. God bless you. Have a good night.